So I'm with Doug Kim from The Office blog. And Doug, we get a chance to work together often. We do The Office Show.
Yep.
Which is so much fun.
It's a fun show.
it's sort of like the Glee of Channel 9, right?
That's right.
Sort of this quirky, but we try to make demos.
The music isn't as good.
The music is not as good, and yeah. We don't win the Emmys. We try. And sometimes we fail, but we get to work together often. But I don't know if the Channel 9 audience knows a lot about The Office blog and what you guys do. Can you talk a little bit about it?
Yeah, so I'm from sort of the office user assistance side of the factory. So, you know, we help users understand Office, get more use out of it, and understand some of the more technical and deeper features of it so they can really save time, save money, do more with Office.
And you guys do this in just text post, or you guys make lots of videos yourselves too, right?
Oh, yeah, we do lots of videos. We do all kinds. We do training courses. We do, you know, regular help articles. So there are all kinds of different formats. You know, we're moving into mobile space. So we're doing a lot of different things in a lot of different formats.
And who is your audience? What kind of people, you know, go to The Office blog for information?
Really, it's anybody who really wants to get more productivity out of Office. You know, even, you know, it can be people at work or it can be people at home. You know, if they want to be able to do more, understand more, really get more out of their time,
yeah.
That's our audience.
Now,
so it's pretty much everybody.
So it is. It's the whole world. So it's been kind of quiet the last, I'd say, 9 to 10 months. You know, the new version of Office came out.
Sure.
You know, it was kind of crazy before then. But now we're seeing some momentum behind Office 365. Can you explain what that is? And I know the beta is out also.
Sure. Well, Office 365 is, you know, is a collection of services, mm-hmm. right? So you can really take Office and your documents and your data and your business and put together in a suite of services that are just as good as some of the hugest enterprises use. So if you're a small business, you can get instant messaging with Link, you can get Exchange Online for your Outlook. So, you know, you get first class enterprise email.
Wow, okay.
Right? And you get SharePoint Online, which allows you to do team sites, it allows you to do external websites, it allows you to store your data in the cloud. So you can get a lot of these frontline services that previously have been really difficult or expensive to put together, all for a really reasonable price. And then you get Office as well, right? So you can take your documents, you can put them on SharePoint, you can share with them, great. With other people, you can collaborate.
And that's so the beta's available. Now, who can get on the beta? Who's that open to?
The beta's open. Okay. All you got to do is go to office365.com and sign up.
Okay, and then when is the full-fledged, it's a subscription-based service also, right? Okay,
right.
So it's like minimum $6 a month I was reading, or is that right?
Well, we don't have pricing out there yet. But
I wasn't reading that. I didn't read that nowhere. Okay.
Yeah, so we don't have pricing out yet, but it'll be a reasonable cost, and it'll be per user. So you'll sign up for the service, and you'll pay, you know, a certain amount of money per user.
Well, very
and
cool.
And then there's more options that you can add on. So there'll be a range of services or levels of the service that you can buy.
And you and your team have actually done some demos to sort of help walk us through and introduce us, correct?
Yeah, so the backstory on this is that we've taken a lot of time talking to small businesses. My team is really focused on the small business end of it. And we've gone in and talked to a bunch of people, looked at how they're storing their data, how they're doing their work. And a lot of the stuff that we found was really pretty scary in terms of where people are storing their data. They're on, you know, junky old servers in their offices. They're in kind of bad shape. You know, they're really old.
Yeah.
And we literally found one business where the servers were stuffed into a closet and there was a sign on the door that said, "Do not close doors. Servers might explode." Okay, this is not good. So this is not the way to take care of your data. And yet every business we talked to also said that, you know, their data, right, their information about their clients or their inventory is the most important things that they have. You know, it's more important than any physical asset they have, and yet they're stuck on these old servers.
And it's so nice to see you guys going for the small businesses, because clearly, you know, us here at a big business have a little bit more advantage, but the small businesses, like you said, with the money, it's really hard to get started and get all the right equipment and all the right software and hardware. So it sounds like it's really nice you guys are going after the little guy, you know?
Well, yeah, I mean, hardware is a big issue for them because, you know, those servers are expensive and they've got them, you know, they've got to keep updating them every few years. That's a business that most people don't want to be into, right? And then their software is a problem too because it constantly goes out of date, right? So then every few years they have to spend thousands and thousands of dollars updating their software. With the service, it gets updated continually. You don't have to worry about it going out of date. and it's a really reasonable price. Or it's going to be a really reasonable price.
Not around $6 a month. I didn't read that anywhere. All right, well, so you and your team, you guys did create some fun sort of animations. Not quite screen capture, they're more graphics, right?
So we really created this series of videos that are a combination of animation that show you the concepts of what we're trying to display, and then going straight into screen captures to show you exactly how it works. Now, the thing about it is that most people aren't used to being able to do some of the things that you can do now that you have Office 365. And a great example of that is the Office web apps. So the Office web apps allow you to get your documents from anywhere. You can store them on SharePoint Online and then share them with your customers or share them with people who don't have Office or get to them from any computer anywhere. You can look at it from your phone. So that's a really important thing because previously, remember that old server stuffed in the closet?
Yeah.
The only way you could get to your documents was by being physically in the office. Well, with Office 365 and the web apps, that whole thing changes. So it's a whole new paradigm shift for a lot of people.
So for those that like to see the visuals, what are we about to see with get started with Office web apps and Office 365?
Well, this is just going to go into it a little bit so you can see that it'll state what most people's difficulty is with storing their documents and not being able to access it or having to email documents to each other if you're going to be moving off site or somewhere, or maybe visiting a client, so you have to email the doc, or you have to stick it on a thumb drive, or you have to transfer it to your laptop. This way you don't have to do any of that. You don't have to deal with multiple versions. There's just one document and you can access it from anywhere. So that kind of shows how we do it.
Let's go ahead and roll in full screen the pretty 2-minute Office web app demo, and then we'll come right back.
Okay.
Get started with Office web apps and Office 365. Office web apps and Office 365 let you keep your Microsoft Office documents in the cloud so you can work on them on the internet no matter where you are, and you can share them with your business partners and coworkers. Documents typically live on your computer hard drive, which makes it hard to get to them from another device, unless maybe you email them to yourself or put them on a thumb drive. But what if you forget the drive, or if the other computer doesn't have Office? With Office web apps, you don't need a hard drive. They work through your web browser in document libraries in Office 365. You can access documents from any of your devices anywhere there's an internet connection, and you can share them with anyone you choose. No more emailing attachments back and forth. Let me show you how it works. Pretend I'm Ben, and I have to do a travel expense report with my coworker, Allison. When I use Excel web app, I can update it while I'm traveling, and I can share it with my coworker. Here's the form in Excel, and I'm going to save it to SharePoint in a library that my team uses to keep track of expense reports. Now I can open up my browser and edit right there. Here I'm going to add in my lunch bill. Now look, here I see Allison is working in the document as well, and she's updating her taxi bill. Excel web app saves the changes instantly and automatically, and Allison and I have just saved ourselves a lot of email and confusion over where the doc is and who's going to update it when. Now you know, so start using Office web apps in Office 365 today.
So great. So who's the wizard? Who's the voice behind? We want to give credit where credit is due.
Well, this is Ron Owens, who is the dulcet voice of many of our Office videos. And this video in particular was created by Roxanne Kennison, who is our main user assistance writer behind all the information for the web apps.
Cool. So that's a little bit about Office 365 and a little bit more about Office web apps. And Doug, where can people go to find these demos and more?
Okay. Well, you can find them in a couple different places, office.com. Just search for Office 365 and go to our blog at blogs.office.com.
Always a pleasure.
Thank you.
I'll see you in the next episode of The Office Show.
All right.